the same.
It's all the same, it's all the same.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Band Podcast. My name is Gray.
And my name is Blue.
Welcome to Bluest. This is the Blues Band Podcast. This is September and October version.
October 2020 edition.
A little bit busy in September, so we're going to put the two episodes together. Welcome to the Band Podcast. Band Podcast is something we've been doing since the first month we started streaming. It started off as kind of keeping an audio log and every month, because we wanted to keep record of stuff that we normally don't talk about on stream. And we asked, are you guys interested in any of this? And then people said, yes, put it up. So we've been doing that since our first month of streaming on Twitch. And today is the 2020 September-August edition.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty big, right? Pretty big news.
Probably the biggest news we've had since we started, I guess.
Probably. It's definitely a milestone episode, I think. And we also take questions from you guys in the subs podcast question channel, and we answer your guys' questions. So it's kind of like half and half. We've been doing that half and half a lot. Mm-hmm. Place, you know, the setup's a little different from last time. We were filming on the couch, but now, you know.
Now we're here.
See, the trick is we have to figure out what is the best looking setup with the least amount of physical work to get set up.
Yeah.
Right? Getting this little tiny table in here
isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Compared to when we used to have to bring every equipment we have to the couch was,
It was a nightmare, right?
It was a nightmare. It made me not want to film the podcast.
We already do that because now we do like VR stuff, which is like fine.
It's pain.
Yeah, because we don't have to bring the soundboard or anything over there.
Yeah.
Because this is the stream wall.
And yeah, I have to reroute the cords for the soundboard and our headphones and our microphones and everything, because I'm really anal about my cords. And so I have it wrapped up in like the cord, like these like cord. I have it here too. But it's like a little tube that you can wrap up like cords really nicely. And I like to put everything back where it is. So having to like take that apart, take out the cord that I need, and then put it back after filming was just a pain in the ass. So
I have a bone to pick with you with that.
Yeah.
I get it, and it does look fantastic. I'm not, you know, mm-hmm. no argument there. But we change things a lot. Yeah. You understand that.
Yes.
So every single time we have to change something and have to plug it out, because you wrap it up so tightly, there's only like this much. There's only this tiny amount of
That's why I gave up on your computer, and that's why you don't have any of the cord stuff anymore, and it's just hanging everywhere. Because you change your setup so much.
I do.
Like, I don't change mine at all. As soon as we got our new computer, I set it up right. I haven't changed it since then.
Yeah, I probably since I got your computer, I probably changed it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I gave up on yours. Like, mm-hmm. your cords are, like, everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm the reason why we keep saying, like, maybe we should film that way. Maybe we should try filming this way. Like, I'm never satisfied with... I'll watch the video and be like, man, that's... maybe we could do this better. Maybe we can do that better. And then...
Well, Grace is the type of person who likes to change the wallpaper in his desktop, laptop and phone every week.
Now my wallpaper changes every hour. It's randomized and changes every hour. Yeah. So I'm not stuck with one wallpaper.
Like, don't get me wrong. I like changing wallpaper and everything, but I like how everything has their own little place, especially if it's my workplace. Other things I don't really care about. But if it's my workplace, I like to keep all the cords in my little tubes. Every cord has its own little, you know, space, its cubby, little, you know. Yeah.
It's fine. And I think a lot of people understand that, but they don't understand is the extent that you take it to, where these cords are like meters long, and
because
end up with this much give. So if anybody wants to change anything, it's the end of the fucking world.
No, I actually have it. So my mouse, you know, the one thing I really hate about the mouse cord is it's fucking long, right?
Yeah.
It's really, really long, and I don't like it when, like, there's a lot of slack where it catches on things. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like it when it catches, like, sometimes it catches on, like, the edge of my mouse pad and it gets stuck, and I hate that. So I make sure that I actually, like, measure how much I need from the tubing, like, the little, like, wrap-up thing, the cord wrap-up thing, and how much give I need for me to be able to move my mouse left and right without anything getting caught. So it's perfect length for me to be able to fling my mouse around and not have it caught on anything, but there's not enough slack that it just catches on random things.
So it's like it's the perfect length for everything.
It's perfect, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah. I
didn't imagine it was supposed to be this one common thing and then just like blew it up in your face. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. So anyway,
everything.
September and October. September, October. Anything that kind of there's a lot of things, right? There's the one big thing, but yeah. Besides that, is there anything that kind of caught your attention or
I mean, we started working on our split control thing more.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, after we did Sekiro, and we usually do our usual horror stuff, but then we did Shadow Corridor and Alien Isolation, yeah. Right? And Fall Guys. I personally liked Alien the most out of the three. I mean, I enjoyed Shadow Corridor too, but I think Alien was the most fun split control we did. But I think that's because like we each had our own, like had very specific rules. Like, you had a lot of things to do on the mouse, which mm-hmm. is pretty rare because usually it's just mouse or it's usually like the camera and maybe interacting with things. But the fact that you were in charge of like we had to actually like I had to press control and then you had to actually like aim with a mouse to choose items. I thought it was really fun because it required a lot more coordination and I guess communication.
For sure.
So that was what was fun for me.
I was super surprised. That Alien Isolation, because it's been out for a while, mm-hmm. but you know, people are like, you know, you should try it out, it's a good horror game, and then it brought in a lot of new people too. Yep. People that already knew the game were very excited that were already part of the community. It just kind of, and it was so, and we played it on a harder difficulty, which I realized that's the way to go now when we play these split control games. I think it's the frustration that I had was probably the highest for these last three games. Yeah. Like, it really tested me.
It was very frustrating.
It really tested me to just really work hard on, you know, really communicating, blaming, not the game, not you, not me. Just, like, the whole, just kind of, like, taking it in. Or, like, blaming myself, actually, for most of it. And then seeing if I can communicate better. Mm-hmm. I think we talked more off stream after we streamed about like we strategized what we could do better without practicing because that you know we want to still go in fresh but we're like so what can we do better communication wise it's taking a lot longer especially over Fall Guys we talked a lot
Fall Guys I think that's still giving me nightmares not gonna lie
I think so Alien Isolation was definitely like top tier horror game and then I think a streaming experience for me I think Shadow Corridor was better. Not better, but like it was more intense. I think that's a better word. It was more intense for me than Alien Isolation, especially because it took us like 10 hours to beat one stage.
Yeah.
And it's just this build up. And the way the game is made, where if you make one mistake and you die, it gets harder and harder and harder. And then your mental strain, just you know, it just keeps the weight gets heavier and heavier. And heavier as you die, and so I remember you told me like when we did the last stage, you were about to give up after we beat it.
I think you were too. We both were.
I was like drained. I was just like, oh man, I don't know if I could do this.
We were about to give up for the day, though. Is what I remember.
I
because you thought we might have to do this next time.
I did say that. Yeah, you're right. I remember you were like, I don't know if we can ever do this. And so afterwards, you told me like, I asked you like, you know, how are you feeling? I could really tell more than what you say on stream. I could really, you know, sitting next to you and knowing you, I know when things are not going the way you wanted, mm-hmm. you want it to. And I could see just like, your eyes are dead pretty much. Yeah. So, and then you're like, yeah, I thought we were just not going to be able to do that. Like that, we just weren't, that was it. It was like hopeless for like that 2 hours where we couldn't find one stone.
Oh, and,
So
and we had like, no items and it's just, yeah.
And then, but we didn't give up. And then we had that last moment where it was just so intense. Like I seriously got dizzy. I got so dizzy when we beat that level because I was like.
I remember that.
The adrenaline rush. And then, you know, and then fish, but.
Then fish, yeah. Yeah, the goldfish were cute. I did like that last stage. It was very cute.
The ending, the real last stage, the ending credits was really something, but.
Yeah, it was interesting. I still don't understand the main character. I don't know why you would go back to the tunnel. But that's, yeah. You know, like for a whole different podcast. So.
Still really fun game. And then we did Fall Guys. Fall Guys was what probably what the toughest stream we've ever done.
I think it was personally for me, it was the hardest. I can say it was the hardest.
Yeah.
And there were points I hated it.
It was
like easily, to be completely honest, like there were points where I really hated it.
I had to do like but, little pep talks like yeah, after stream.
I like it was just really frustrating because I was trying to battle like having to be like being really tired of doing the same stage over and over and over again, which I mean, of course, that's the point of the challenge and that's the point of the game. But you're playing the same stages over and over and over and over and over again. You're failing at them and like you can't, it's hard to practice because they're not every time, you know, every round, it's not the same stages. So I mean, even if you do get the same stage, it's hard to like, it's kind of hard to, it was hard for me to pick up on what to do because I think, yeah. Aside from the whole getting tired after stages, like the same stages, it was just this objective fact that I had a really difficult time with Fall Guys, like the game itself.
The game, yeah, like the controls of the game.
The controls of the game I had a really difficult time with. Because, I mean, I've never really played a platformer before, I don't think.
I mean, you have on stream. You've played platformers on stream.
Yeah, but I meant like I've never really played that much of it, and so I think in the genre of games it's probably the least played stuff or least played genre I've done, I guess, because I didn't grow up playing, you know, Mario or almost said Link, Zelda and things like that. So I think it's just like the very like maybe not common but very natural instincts that you have with platformers I don't have. And so I don't know the timing to jump sometimes.
Yeah, you were having a really hard time, especially during the slime climb.
Oh, God, yeah. I
realized that you...
I just
when the things, like, come out, go back. And I think you were getting it at the end, but it took a while for you to kind of, like, understand, like, the speed of the thing going back and, like, how fast your character is.
Yeah.
How in Fall Guys, your character doesn't just run. There's a little bit of a delay, and then they start running.
Yeah.
And to kind of, like, calculate that, I knew it was a... So the first day when we started streaming it, we streamed for 12 hours the first day. I thought, this is a great challenge because there's this other hurdle that we have to get over. Yeah. And this is probably, like you said, least played genre for Blue. And it's so hard for me because what I can do is very limited.
It might have been, I think it would have been easier if you took the keyboard and I took the mouse.
Maybe.
This is just an if, and I don't think we're not gonna change now. But
yeah,
I think it would have probably been easier if I learned the timing of jumps and stuff.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of stages that's very dependent on movement. And so it's like, if I don't get it, we're not gonna pass.
Well, that's what this should be. That's why I thought it was so good, was because it's so a lot of these games, there's always one side that's more important than the other.
Yeah.
And I think Shadow Corridor was another one where, and it mixes so well with horror games, this split control thing, because panic, when someone panics, it makes the easiest things hard. Mm-hmm. So even if the stage is dependent on one of us, it messes it up for both of us because we're panicking, or the other person's panicking and the other person's trying to adjust the panic. So but this one, it's completely random in the sense that who you go against every time the game starts at the very first stage, the 60 people are completely random. You can't pick who the 60 people are. And
they're not AI,
so they're
or anything.
The progression,
yeah.
You can see it, but it's so slow and it's so hard. And that's like a mechanic kind of view. But emotionally and mentally, it's so hard to feel any sort of progression. And it's after you get to like the 100th or 200th, you know, mark of the game, you start to really realize that the loop is just, it's just the same.
It's very daunting.
It's very hopeless almost.
Yeah.
And you're not, and like, you're streaming it, like, at the end, like, there's so much that I have to, like, learn from that. I said that at the end of the Fall Guys stream, when we called it quits for now because season one was over, that I learned so much that there's this really high bar to be able to do that kind of stream well. Mm-hmm. Not to play it, but to stream it, to commentate it, to, like, be a good streamer. And I really saw that, and I was like, man, that wall is very high, because it was one of the first times that I was just mentally just drained completely. Like, yeah. I loved doing it, and I wanted to keep going. My head was, like, I guess my head or part of me was going, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then there was another part of me that was just like, I can't, like, I physically cannot keep doing this, you know? And it was just like running on empty. And it was, and I really felt that. So I kind of, you know, the adrenaline rush after that, even though, like, for the first 30 minutes, I was like, oh man, we couldn't do it, blah, blah, blah. But afterwards, I kind of kept thinking about that and wanting it and wanting it. So I do want to go back to it. I think that was like, and that's like a, and I mentioned it during the stream too, but I don't get to feel like that in my normal life. I can only feel that when I'm really into something, you know, like when I'm kind of like on the spot, I guess. And it's such a rare thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think for next time, what we have to work on is, even before the whole stream process begins, like even before we even stream the game, we have to decide, we have to find a middle ground. Because I've mentioned this in stream before, is you are the protagonist of a shonen, like, jump anime.
But right? I don't win.
They don't win either. It's a struggle of losing and winning, and that makes the winning so sweet, is because you see the improvement of that main character. But what I mean is, you are someone who's like a main character. You don't like giving up. I compared you to Haikyuu before.
I don't like this because it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I just say that I don't like losing. Because it makes it glorify, romanticize. I just hate losing.
Yeah,
it's okay, gritty. Fine, it's fine. I'm not the main character. I just hate losing. Is what it is, and that, I feel like a lot of people are like that too.
But so. Yeah, you're very, very. I feel like you don't like losing, and so you don't know, you don't have a limit of like, oh, okay, I'll leave it for next time. You're someone who likes to keep going and going and going and going and going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think it's great as a streamer. I think that's a really good thing to have. That kind of, like, I guess that drive to keep going and going. Like, you don't like to just give up for the day. Even if it's, like, 4 a.m., you're like, no, we're going to keep doing this. Even though there's no, like, because I think in your mind, there's no such thing as, oh, this isn't possible. It's everything is possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's different for us. We have different levels of what, in our mind, is okay to do, not okay to do, but like to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have different levels of, I guess, stamina, and also the whole outlook on whether we like to lose or not. Because I think I am, to a certain extent, competitive too. Because there's things I don't want to lose. Like, I have that kind of feeling when we're playing like Soulsborne games and stuff like that. And so I have it too.
Mm-hmm.
And with horror games and stuff like that as well, like all the games we play, but not to your extent. So I think yours is like up here and mine's down here. And sometimes I think it's difficult where like we can't give up too soon because then you're left feeling really angry. But we also can't stretch it out too long because then I can't keep up.
Yeah.
So I think we have to find that for the next time. I'm just saying is I think we have to find a good middle ground where we're both.
We need a time out.
Yeah, we need a good middle ground where we can maybe go, maybe like. I don't even know. I don't know what the solution is to find that middle ground, but it's just something I've been thinking.
Yeah, it's to not lose. No, I see. I know we to be talked about it.
Yeah.
And we use like dinner breaks or in the streams when I say, how many you got left? That's when I know that you're not going to say anything because you see that I want to keep going.
Yeah.
But I have to be considerate. And so I have to be like, so how many you got? You okay there? Like every single time I say that, that's me giving, and I told you that's what I'm gonna give you the call, and you be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it was like our secret thing. Like when if I say how you doing, like how you holding up, or how many you got left.
I feel bad, almost.
Of course, and because you're streaming.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah,
to be like I can't do that anymore today.
Yeah,
but
and I understand that and I respect that, but. I also think it's very dangerous to just go on that because you're already like dying.
And I know I'm not streaming well anymore, and I'm just being really quiet, and like my eyes are like dead more than usual. And
because if I see that is happening to you, it's probably happening to me. So, and I'm just not noticing it, and it's just that I don't want to lose mentality that's just making me, you know, not press that stop stream button, which is really bad because a lot of the times people are like, you know, like I want these guys to win, but if it's just like painful, if it's, I think having it painful to watch is fine, in a certain sense, because you got to share the pain. And I think the more you can share what you're experiencing with people there with you, it makes people want to cheer on and stuff like that. And but there's a point where I'm just like, oh, every time. And as soon as I'm in that mode, there's moments where like it was almost like somebody, there was a third gray like behind me, or a second gray, sorry, like behind me, going, just watching myself just go, oh. And then knowing that I shouldn't do that, I'm like, but you know, there's nothing I can do anymore. Like, there's like nothing left in me for me to like, but I still wanted to keep going, but there was no way for me to show it. Like I wanted to keep going. I wanted to go, but I just couldn't show it anymore. Like I physically couldn't, which sucked. And so, and it made me learn, because I kind of think those streams were like, that's, I really like those intense streams. That's why I like Soulsborne. When we first streamed it, most of the time I didn't even play it.
I didn't
play those games on stream. And then I got to watch you go through it, and I just felt that. I felt that moment where it was just like, holy shit. And it's like, you're going for that moment. And
I totally understand the feeling, for sure.
When everybody's with you on that, it's just like, and you know what? You just talking to me just made me realize, like, I guess this should be something we talk about later, but the fact that we're mentioning about this whole, like, well, this is your personality, this is you, and then we have to match the, we've never really talked about that too much regarding gaming streams. We've talked about, which is really, like, for me, it just, I just had this thought, but we used to always talk about what we want to do for these streams, what we want to do, like, what's the good content, blah, 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 but, like, now we're really talking about our personalities and how our personalities play into these streams. And because we do them together, we have to mismatch, because if I do this, if you do that, because there's the core personality of who we are clashes, which means that we're really putting out like all we've got as human beings, as who I am as a person and who you are as a person. We're not sitting here going, yeah, we should play this game because this gets more views, blah, blah, blah. No, we're talking about things that we need to do, or else, because we take it so seriously. Like, we're like putting everything on the line. Like, I'm like, I don't care if I have work tomorrow, I'm going hard. Like, this is it.
And but I think, the more we've been really streaming, the more I think we're both noticing how different we are. And also how that's alike we are, too. And I think that's kind of, that does help when it comes to, like, because I you notice more when, you know, I'm starting to feel like I need to stop streaming for the day. And I'm starting to notice that about you as well. And so I think it's like a, I don't know. It's from experience, I think. Because I do see that drive of, like, you want not wanting to give up. But I do start to see, you know, the whole, like, I think mentally I can tell that you want to keep going. But what you're showing on stream is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, you're just really drained and you're starting to get a little angry and, like, things like that. That's very normal, I think. Because I think do that, too.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling like I'm drained, I get quiet and I get kind of grumpy and I just want to just go and go, you know, dive into the blankets kind of thing. And so I think the more, and I mean, of course, with the split control, especially, I think we're starting to realize it even more, I guess. And I mean, I think from here we have to work on what we can do to help each other out, or if there's, you know, if that just means we have to cut stream, or if, we just have to find, like, some kind of, not necessarily a solution, but ways to deal with it where, you know, it's not going to take too much, it's not going to put too much stress on people watching, I guess.
And
to the point where it ruins the stream and things like that.
And I realized that I would never do this off stream. Like, that drive is not there if we're just doing this off stream. It's because we're on stream and we have people that are there supporting us that keeps me going. So it's really weird. Like, I'm when it comes to like off stream games, when we're streaming off stream, or when we're playing off stream, I'm not as competitive, or I'm not like, oh, let's go for it. Like, I don't really care as much. So it's like, for me, it's more like when I'm online and I'm with people that, you know, and I guess it's a very narcissistic thing for me to say, but when I'm in that position that's being watched, I think it really gets my engines going more.
I mean, I think that's normal. And, I mean, I think that's pretty common, I think.
Right? And it's not like, watch me, it's not that. It's more like...
It's almost like you have all these people supporting you. Yeah.
Let's go. You know, kind of thing.
You have all these people supporting you. Yeah. Whether, like, versus when you're playing off stream, you don't have anybody. I mean, except for, like, me. Mm. But it's different than, you know, a whole chat going pog. If you do something great or, you know, frog.
I can sometimes even hear people when they say pog, like, I don't know what the song, like, it would just be like, whoa, like, it would just be like, yeah. That, but like, I can like almost feel it
for.
And it's just like, it's like addicting almost, and it's, but I realized you can't get that unless we go through a very hard time achieving it. This is obvious, but you have to work hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
yeah, no one's gonna be excited if you beat something super easily. Yeah. It's like, oh, congrats.
And we're talking about Fall Guys. Like, we're talking about this game that we originally didn't stream, mm-hmm. because we thought the stream would end in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And
something we were completely interested in by itself.
And it was a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game that we...
It's a fun party game.
We played with, like, our friends, like, mm-hmm. off stream. But it was... For stream content, we said, you know, even if we play with community, this is going to be the Jackbox thing where mm-hmm. it's probably not going to last too long and it's going to be 2 hours. So we thought for weeks and weeks, how can we just do a 6-hour stream? And we like had all these ideas of like what we can, I know it's a hot game. And then slowly the game just kind of like went into the end of season one and we're like, oh, maybe the timing's lost. And then I was like, simplest answer, split control. Until we get champion. And it was like this, it was like, why was even, that not, why was that we, not the first thing we thought of?
The thing is, even when we thought of that, we didn't think it'd be this hard.
Yeah. No, we had no idea.
Thought like, because we even considered like, what about like maybe 5 crowns is better?
Mm.
But then I had to be like, no, I think we should just try 1 crown first.
I came out of the bathroom and I was like pointing at you. I was like, blue, I got it.
Yeah.
Split control, Fall Guys. And I know because you said this is probably one of your least like, I would. It's the game that you, game type that you played the less.
Yeah,
your reaction was like,
"Are you serious?"
And I was like, "Just think about it." And then it was that point where we're like, you know, season one is ending.
Yeah, we have to do this. It's now or never kind of thing. So then we decided to. Yeah.
And I didn't think it was gonna take till the end of season one. Like, we couldn't do it honestly, mm-hmm. Which is, I don't know. For me, it was better. It just became better and better as we went doing it. But we kept doing these super long streams. And I was just like, you know, there's going to be a point where we have to cut it. And then it was thankfully the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed a break. And then, but we're going to be back for season two. But not at the beginning, because I know it's like all chaos. And I don't want that crown like that. I want to get it when everybody knows the course. And then we go in and we got to get that crown. So season two. And if it doesn't work, season three. So as long as Fall Guys is alive, the only way we lose this challenge is if people lose interest in Fall Guys and they stop making it. That's the only way. We will win. We will win because we will keep trying. Okay? And they're going to keep adding new games and it's going to be refreshing and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Uh-huh.
So we did that Fall Guys. Another thing that's like not completely... game based that I started doing a lot is I started streaming on the second channel a lot.
Yeah, you did.
And I wanted to use that channel because we were at a point, this is before we got partnered, but I started using that channel because a lot of times I wondered, you know, you feel like you get burnt out sometimes, right? And at that point I wasn't burnt out at all. I was feeling the hype. Like I was, and I still am, I'm feeling this like hype train about streaming. But I realized that's the time I need to reflect the most. Because when we're riding that hype train, and I don't mean like the Twitch hype train. I mean like mentally hyped up part where everything just seems really fun, you don't really take time to, or I don't take time to reflect. Mm-hmm. Why am I feeling this way? Like, I don't even think about the drop, which makes the drop that's inevitably going to come, even if it's not like down in the negative side, even just coming down, right? From like 10 to like an 8 or 7, you feel it. It's hard to, if you don't reflect on it now, I know that it just gets harder and harder to kind of bring it back up again.
Yeah.
So when we were feeling that kind of like ride, mm-hmm. I thought, do I really like streaming? Like, do I really like, how can I test if I really like streaming still? I obviously like it now, but is it just because we're getting, you know, a little bit more viewers, we're getting closer to partnership, we're finding kind of our thing with Split Control finally? Is it something that, is it just, or is it just right now? So we took the second channel that was like pretty much unused.
Yeah, we have been using it for a while.
Yeah. And I said, hey, Blue, would you be fine if I just started streaming on there, just chatting, just like nothing, it's just no face cam. We can get affiliate on it, but I'm not gonna apply for it. Just zero monetary things. Like, and I also wanted to test kind of like for myself, like, is money the driving factor? Because like, this is your living. It's not like we get a lot of money doing this, mm-hmm. like a ton of money, or we're not like super rich by doing this, but there's always the moment of like, okay, well, I gotta stream more because, you know, maybe more subs at one point, or like we need to pay the bills.
Yeah.
If we just erase all of that, if we erase all of that and it's just streaming at its core in the most comfortable way, where I don't have to have a camera on me and it's just people that, and it's like a lot less viewership, I felt like that was a good test to see if I actually like streaming. And it turns out I've been streaming on that like pretty frequently, like,
yeah, like 4 hours. You at least hours. Do once a week, if not more.
Yeah. And so. It's not scheduled. I never want to make it scheduled, and I just want to do it just randomly. It's not like once a week. It could be once every 2 weeks in the future. Like, there might be times I don't do it for a month. I don't know, but I just want to keep it very free. And it made me realize that I really, really, really like streaming. Mm-hmm. And doing those streams made me want to go stream even more, because like I would stream, like, I don't realize this, but like I would stream for like 5 hours or 6 hours with you.
Yeah, and then I'll take a break again. And then you would stream on the second channel. Yeah,
and I'm not even thinking about that. I maybe think of the idea like 30 minutes before, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I'll just stream.
You're like, just like, yeah, I'm gonna stream.
I never had that kind of thing, and it's like a real test for me to see if I really, really enjoyed streaming.
I think it was also a good idea, just because like for these 2 years. Yeah, I always had my solo streams, right?
Yeah.
I have 2 years of at least, I mean, some kind of very small experience of streaming by myself. But you didn't. You've never streamed by yourself, except for maybe once. You streamed Kingdom Hearts.
The KH, right? One, yeah. Where it like knocked over the mic.
So I thought it'd be really good practice for him too, because especially since we were both getting very serious into the whole co-stream thing, and trying to make this our main, I guess, job, I guess.
It feels very weird.
So yeah. I thought it'd be a good idea for, because I remember, like, I used to tell you, like, you should stream by yourself. You should try it. You should try streaming by yourself.
And I just said
and
no.
And then you'd be like, nah, kind of thing. So the fact that now you're doing that without me having to say anything, I think it's good.
Yeah, and I think it's good
for practice for you, and also like people get to know you too without me there. And I think that's, yeah. I know you might not think that's like, I mean, it might not like be that important or something.
What?
I don't know.
What's not important?
Streaming by yourself might not be
just
like,
by myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Might not be that important, but I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because like it's the whole atmosphere is different whether I'm there or not. Just like how my solo streams is completely different when compared to when we're both there.
Yeah, I wasn't I was just thinking of something completely different right now that I was just gonna, but I stopped myself because that was completely irrelevant. But go ahead. Yeah, sorry. Like my mind.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that the real like big reason why we were late is because every single time we planned to record a podcast, I said I was just gonna go stream instead, go get like a beer or something and start streaming. So I realized that now that I do the second streams, it's affecting the us doing this, so I have to like reorganize that, because I do love doing the podcast. Yeah. It's so weird because like it's something that we do normally, It seems like something that's like in. Why are you laughing?
No, because you are.
Why are you laughing? You laughing at me?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at me? This is a serious answer. No,
you're so ADD. I think it's funny. That's all.
I was just thinking because
because your streams are a very split second decisions.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, we would end stream and I'd be like, "Oh, do you want to watch something?" And you'd be like, "Oh yeah, sure." And then like a couple, like, you know, and then some time will pass because we'll quick lunch and everything. And he's like, "Ah, I think I'm gonna stream." It's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, it's a really.
So just like all of a sudden, it's just out of nowhere. You're like, "I'm gonna stream."
It's like, because I have those moments and I've learned to just catch it instead of going, because if you leave that thought for 10 seconds or like a minute, it goes away and you just don't stream. So I'm trying to get into this moment where like when I go, oh, I want to stream. Let's go. Like right now. Boom. So,
yeah, I know. But like, yeah, what I'm saying is like that like split decision is very, like, I don't think people realize how extreme it is, because because sometimes, like, before stream you'd be say like, oh, can, like, I really want to play, like, for example, like Genshin or something. You'd be like, I want to play Genshin after stream. So it's like, yeah, we can play. And then after stream all of a sudden you'd be like, no, I want to stream. So it's like, oh, okay. So it's just like, it's almost like your brain can't decide if you want to play Genshin, The Sims, or stream.
Yeah, I don't know what it's just,
or drink, or both, or all, actually. I don't know. I don't really know how your brain works.
Yeah. I just try to catch that moment, try to catch that wave, and if I don't want to, really weird, because I would wake up a lot of days and be like, oh, I want to stream, but it's not allowing that but anymore.
Yeah.
And just going with it as soon as I think of it, and I think that was like a really, really big thing, and so, you know, I'm going to keep doing that. We don't put it up on our Twitter. We don't announce it on our socials, just on Discord. Cause, and then that way, you know, people that took their time to come to Discord can find out, mm-hmm. you know, we ping everybody, but you know, people that want to come when they want to. So we're partner now, but I was thinking maybe we should do this on the main channel, just like random streams. But somebody actually mentioned during the second stream that if we do it on the main channel, at least for now, people might think it's a scheduled thing and people might start having like expectations. Yeah. I just want none of that.
So I think second channel is good.
Yeah. So
to bring it back to what I was saying,
yeah,
is that I think it's really great, like, streaming by yourself, because people can get to know you better without me there as well. Cause I have, you know, scheduled times where I can talk to new people or old people, like everyone, to get to know them. Just by myself, and now you have the outlet too. I think that's a good thing.
I honestly had no idea. Like, I thought people didn't really care in that sense, or like people already knew what they already had enough information about me from on stream. Oh, it's Gray. And I didn't really realize that people, you know, wanted to talk about other things than Bluest. And so it was just like when we do just chat and stuff, we talk, but like,
it's completely different with me or me with me being there me, or
yeah.
not.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So. It's really, really fun. It's very. It's like it's almost like I'm not part of Bluest. Like I would have to like reference it sometimes. You know, it almost feels.
So yeah, there's this one channel called Bluest.
It feels so. I think not distant, but it feels so. It's probably the most like scuffed thing. Like there's no people are when they come to the second channel. They're looking at a screen of their chat.
Yeah.
So they're just listening, hearing my voice and some music. So a lot of it is like we talk about a lot of music. Opening cans. And me opening cans saying dumb shit. So it's I don't know, it's just really fun. And I think that's a side of Gray that I really don't, it must be to me it's normal, but it must be different. That side of Gray must be very different than what I am like on Bluest. Unintentionally, just because I'm alone and it's like mm-hmm. I don't feed off your energy.
Yeah, and the whole atmosphere is different too, like what people say as well.
Yeah, it's very true. So. It's very, very, some of it is the same.
I know you talk about me sometimes.
No, you're right there. So, I mean,
you know, I can't hear anything with my Beat Saber going on. A lot of times,
everyone
like,
heard you though. Everyone heard you while you were playing.
I know, that was great.
But here's the thing, biggest thing, right? Mm-hmm. September 28th, mm-hmm. we got partnered.
We did.
That's huge.
It's weird.
I want to clap, but I realize that the window's open, so we can't clap. We can't. Congratulations, Blue.
Oh, what was it, like Dumbledore clap in Harry Potter? Doesn't he clap like this? Sorry, that's like totally like really irrelevant.
2.5 years. 2.5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
For us to get partnered. We got partnered on...
It's not 2.5 years.
Is it not?
No.
It was like June. It was
2 and a couple months.
2 and a couple months.
Yeah.
So not even... So not about even two a, yeah. and a little bit. That's crazy. Because we were saying at the beginning of the year, or at the end of last year, that, you know, if things don't really start to like change its direction,
we're gonna quit streaming
at the end of this year, just because it's gonna be too, it's just gonna be too realistically hard to pay for the bills and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
but here we are.
Yeah, and it's not like things have completely changed.
Yeah,
I don't think it's not like it's really important for us. People were celebrating, it was freaking awesome, and it was just like that stream is really, really cool. I came back from work just because I've got the email at work, and it's always, I think we should give it, you know, a good amount of attention, just because it's a huge thing.
It is a huge thing.
And not just for us, but it's also for the community, because it's definitely something that we've built together.
I mean, I like the fact that we can now stream different qualities. And really the emotes thing. I think those two are the biggest things for me. Because other than that, like, nothing has really changed.
Yeah.
So.
Just the quality of the videos, and then I think more opportunities in the future, you know, but we still got to go get them, you know. It's not like it's going to be provided to us.
It's not going to be there all of a sudden because we have this badge. So it's just, I mean, like, not much has changed. Our goal is still the same.
To me, it's the biggest thing is that there's a physical, even if it's like a little digital image of that badge, but that badge right there shows how much hard work we put in and how much support people have given us over the two years. So it's just... I like that. It's like a trophy, you know?
For
like,
sure.
And so it makes me drive, you know, harder. It makes me go faster. It makes me want to keep going. It makes me want to do what I want to do, what, like, my stupid ideas that I have, and then, you know, I'll share them to you. Hopefully we can make it our ideas, not just some crazy-ass thing that I think of in my head, and keep going. And it kind of adds this... security to it, you know, that, and just be like, okay, we got here, you know, we got to a certain point, the first stage, the first door. So that must mean that what we've been doing over, you know, the past 2 years isn't 100% wrong. It could be 90% wrong, and somehow we still got the badge, but it wasn't 100% wrong, which means that there's still, we did something right, because not a lot of people can even get that bad, can get to that point. So we got to drive harder. We got to drive harder and just keep going and going and going. So, but it's really, really nice to know that we were able to at least get to that first door. Because we've been wanting to get to that door. Just give us the ticket to the race. Like, let's go. Like, we're ready. And but without that kind of, you know, the growth that you can see, it's hard to keep telling yourself that every day.
Yeah. It's hard to see any kind of progression.
And that's, you know, that's the main reason for burning out, right? Mm-hmm. It makes you burn out. And I 100%, we talked about it before. Like, last December episode, we were like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
We were in, like, such a dark place.
Yeah, like, and we grew so much. You know, 2020 is a terrible year, you know, for the world. But for Bluest exclusively, I feel like it's been an okay, like, it's been a lot of growth. And it's not like... you know, we're like blowing up or anything like that, and we're still definitely a, you know, small, tight-knit community, but I think it's really nice that, you know, we did it, you know, and not just us two, but like, we did it. Even if you don't participate in the chat too a lot, if you're not even talking on Discord, you know, if you're there, if you're just lurking, like, we all did it. And it's like, thanks to everybody, like, and it's very obvious. Hopefully it shows that it's thanks to everybody that we got there. But yeah, we got to just keep going. Now that we can run the race, that means that we can finally practice to run faster and try to win the race in some, you know, not like win against other people or anything but just metaphorically.
Toward our goal.
Yeah, metaphorically. And get more creative and do crazy shit. So people, like, you know, it gives us you know, more leeway mentally, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's always a part of you when you're going for that 75, like, but the, like, I don't know if people are going to be interested in that noise. That noise kills a lot of it. And it, a lot of ideas, I think.
Yeah, because we always put it behind, like, we put it to the side thinking, oh, it's going to affect our numbers, so let's not do it.
Yeah.
So.
And it, that in, it's important, but it's also very dangerous because you burn out so quickly. And then, because those ideas are hot in your head, it's like a shower thought. And then over time, they just start getting like, and you start doubting it and doubting it, and they throw away the idea. Even if
there's a chance that it might have done well. Or maybe it would have been really fun. Yeah. But you'll never know.
Because unexpected things happen on stream.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, what's so fun about live streaming. And so a lot of it is, that's why we do a lot of stuff even if it's scuffed. Even if it's super scuffed, we'll do our best and then we'll just go for it and then be like, you know, we try to do this. It didn't, you know, we're getting technical difficulties here, but I would rather have that than have the idea die.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like we have the money and we have the resources to perfect anything anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well just put out these raw ideas and just do everything we can to just kind of like showcase people that we're still being creative here. We're still trying to do something cool here. We still love streaming. And I feel like even if that, it's ironic because like those ones usually actually do better and whatnot. So it's been a crazy ride, and I can't wait for more kind of thing. So yeah, so thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
We got that purple badge. We did it, guys. We did it. Bluest did it. And I mean, by Bluest, I mean you guys too. So you want to get to kind of like the questions?
Yeah, let's get to questions.
Because I don't think anything's going to beat that. I wanted to go like, yeah. And then as soon as I started going like this, I saw that the door is completely open right there. So hopefully my like, welcome everybody to band wasn't too loud.
I think I might have been a little loud. But it's okay.
So let's go to the podcast questions on our sub channel. I have the first question. So I don't think we can do all of these because we talked a little a long time today, so I'm just gonna pick out some. Okay, so Junior's got the first question. Young underscore Junior.
Yes.
Has a question. Now that you guys have achieved the long objective of being partnered, what's next? What are you guys aiming for? Also, another question. Okay, let's go. Let's do both of these questions. Let's answer the first one first. What's next? We got partner. What's next?
I mean, I think my personal goal is to finally be able to, or not finally, sorry, to get to a point where this can support me. This can make enough, like streaming can make enough, or I can earn enough income where I can start saving money, I guess, if that makes sense. Like have enough to be comfortable, if that makes sense. Or like, because I think right now it's still not enough where like we do majority to bills and whatnot. So it'd be nice to, you know, finally get to a point where we can have, we have some and a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can put it in my, in our savings account and use it towards something else in the future.
We tried.
But, and then of course the big ultimate goal, even further than that, is have enough income where it supports both of us. Mm-hmm. So you can quit your job.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a really good long-term goal.
That's our biggest long-term goal.
And that's going to require us to get even more creative.
Yeah,
it's such a good way to drive myself personally for more creativity, because there's like really creative ways that Twitch has proven to us that you can actually get, you know, a good amount of like living for a couple months. And it's like really like, it's not easy, but, and you have to be dedicated, but there's ways to do that. And it's not just subs. Subs is a huge part, yeah, but it's not just that. So I think it's really cool. And now that we're kind of saying that maybe we can start saving just a little bit, you know, is kind of, even, I know like we're in our 30s, we're, you know, parents are probably not that like proud.
I know.
But
I wish I had a good, like really stable savings account at 30, but
yeah, actually I take it back, your parents are proud. I don't know about my parents, because they're still hanging out on,
I mean, they're proud, and they're, but I think they have like half of them are worried, like half of their them and their, like it's half proud, half worry.
Yeah,
because I'm nearing 30s and It's not considered a steady job, you know?
And it's not a full-time job paying. It's not like you're getting
a full-time like income kind of thing either.
There's still a lot of teamwork between you and me that goes on. I don't think I could be doing this if I was alone. If it wasn't like a team thing with the, not with like just like the day-to-day bill stuff, but like just like food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you put everything into consideration and like the Anu, and then you put all that into consideration, then.
Because I mean, at this point, like, think we get the money we get from streaming, we can pay off bills for both of us, and then we can also use the streaming money to pay for things for Anya. Mm-hmm. And basically the funds we get from your work, you pay for our food.
Pretty much.
It's usually our balance.
Food and like little things in the house. And then it's like if you want to kind of splurge on like a game or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we do stream money. But if it's a little too expensive, we'll do half and half. That's like super real talk. But like,
That's like really,
It's, I don't know if anyone wants to hear that.
Even interested, but
stuff like that. And like when you buy like, you know, I still have still got some savings. Like there was a point where I was like running out of savings and I was like, Blue.
And that was last. And then I used my savings and now I don't have any savings. Yeah. And then,
But I was like, so do you want to keep streaming?
And then that was last year.
And I was December. Like, do we want to keep streaming? And then we're like, we're approaching some really real moments.
Real moments of no savings left for either of us. And
but we just didn't want to give up because it was just so much fun. And I work every day, like at the I work at the office every day, and I would do everything. Mm-hmm. I would do everything to keep this going. Like it would have to take a lot for me to just be like, that's it. So I wanted to keep going, but I wanted to make sure you were okay, and like we were just like, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be fun. Kind of thing. So but I'm glad. So
another question for Gray specifically is, how do you juggle your job in streaming? Isn't it a bit tiring at times?
It is, with the fact that I get to do work at home for some of it when I choose to. That made it a lot easier stream-wise, but sometimes I get phone calls from work, and that, I don't know, I'm just a very anxious person when I get work calls, even if it's, like, about nothing. Like, I'll get on our Slack, I'll get a, there's a bot that tells us to take the trash out, and I get a notification, and that, like, gives me anxiety, because I don't know what the actual notification is until I open up the app. It just says I have one notification, and so, like, I'm that kind of guy, and so I usually have the phone, like, on the other
side,
turn it down, and I usually like miss the call or whatnot. But that being able to work from home kind of made it better, because I realized I get the most tired when I leave work and I take the 30-minute commute back home. Like I get so tired during that. So the Wednesday streams where I come home and then stream, like I'm like dead. So it is tiring. I wouldn't be able to stream if the schedule was like that. Like if the Monday streams, if I had to come home and do that Wednesday, I think my body probably wouldn't be able to keep up. Mm-hmm. So it is tiring.
I mean, that's why Wednesday is the only day where you have work and stream.
Yeah.
Every other day, it's either you work or you stream. That's it.
And then I go. So. And then on Fridays, when the off, sometimes I'll do the second channel when I get back from work. Mm-hmm. Like last time, I think I was working until 8 or 9 p.m. Got home, brought home some beers. Put the stream on, stream for like 4 hours, and like that, those are the times when like streaming like helps me out, and I get to like hang out with my friends, and you know, it's good shit. So it's tiring. I don't know how some people do it, man. Like way more stamina than I have. But hell yeah.
All right, so next question is from Fujang.
Okay.
So since you've started trying to do raids at end of stream, how has that been going, and how are you picking who to raid?
Oh, that's a good question, Fu-chan. So raiding definitely was something that made me think. When we talked to Schleb on Feels Cozy, she was talking about how important it was to raid people. Mm-hmm. We didn't raid much because...
We didn't, yeah.
First off, not much of a specific reason. We started raiding, stopped raiding at one point, because we used to get botted a lot.
Yeah.
And
we didn't want to bring like trolls and whatnot to other people's streams.
Yeah. So we stopped doing that for a bit, and then I, you know, we still get some like follow bots here and there.
Yeah, but, and then on those days we make sure we don't, just in case, because I don't know how it's happening in the first place. So
we either get people tell us who to recommendations,
or looking, people that we follow, or even like we just pick someone random from the same game that we were just streaming.
Yeah,
kind of thing is how we choose. We don't really choose, like when I'm like scrolling through, I don't really have any kind of criteria for who we raid. It's more like, do they have a camera?
Yeah, if they have a camera, we probably won't raid somebody that, if we don't know who they are, it would be less likely if they didn't have a camera.
I hope they have a camera, or they're, you know, they have some kind of like avatar or something.
Yeah.
Usually is what we choose. And of course, if like quality isn't too bad, kind of thing.
Also,
so, like if it,
if it seems like they're putting at least some effort,
some kind of effort into it, yeah.
Which is hard to tell from a thumbnail for sure. And also, if that streamer, me specifically, if there's anything about them being Japanese and English, or that speaks Japanese English, that will always draw me towards them instantly, a little bit more than the other channels, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing really. We try to pick someone different every time. Mm. So, I don't know if we have any kind of specific criteria or anything.
Mm. If you had other, so this one, next one comes from Jack. If you had another other small streamers that look up to you, what would be your advice from experience in the platform? We're still very small streamers, but yeah. I think it's like relatively smaller, relatively like, yeah. speaking.
Smaller.
I think try to ask do what I did, and ask yourself like. First of all, like, why are you streaming? And don't stop at the whole because I can make friends online. That's everybody. And I think it's a correct answer. Like, to be able to make friends online and, like, kind of
have this. But you can do that anywhere. It's not just Twitch. So you got to figure out, why does it have to be Twitch?
Yeah, why does it got to be Twitch? Why?
Why do you like Twitch? Why do you like streaming? It's not just because you can talk to people. That's like, yeah, I guess... Like Gray said, it's everyone. It's you can do that in other places. You can do that on Discord. You can do that on like other social media platforms. So why does it have to be Twitch?
Yeah.
What do you like about it? And it could be selfish reasons. It could be, oh, I like the attention. And I think that's a fine like answer.
If you're then that makes you inevitably work on being a more entertaining person, I think. Yeah. So I think it's
if you like no the attention, then yeah, that leads to, okay, so what can you do to make people give you more attention, right? And then that could also then lead to like, what can I do to become more entertaining? Okay, what does entertaining mean? And then you just go into like a whole, you just have to think about what you want to do, what you want to make your stream to be, right? And people say like, oh, what can you do to make yourself stand out? And it doesn't have to be like this big thing, I think, but I think that is also important, because everyone can be a chill streamer, everyone can be a super hype streamer, like the stereotypical streamers you can be. Why are you like, why would they spend time in your chat? Because you read all the chat comments? Like, well, it's everyone. So what more, like what more can you offer to, I guess, the people watching?
Yeah.
It's kind of what it is. Like, are you someone who's very, very good at like are you really good at paying attention to every single person, and you remember what everyone, like you remember like, oh, so-and-so came into my chat last week and they told me about this and this, so I'm gonna ask them what happened to that story that they were telling me. Or like, do you just like, you know, care so much about every single person that you remember all facts about them, and you know, it makes them feel really, really welcome? Like, I think that's a very, you know, important thing too, because that's something you used to do as well.
I think you mentioned something about everyone can be a hype streamer, and I don't think that's true, but
generally, as in like, stereotypically there's two types of streamers. There's the chill streamer.
Okay.
I'm talking about like very stereotypical.
Yeah, you should be very right? I just want you to be clear.
I'll be very clear about stereotypical streamers. Is there's two categories, right? There's the chill streamers and then there's the hype streamers. And what I mean by hype streamer is people who genuinely tend to be kind of loud, or very, like, they can be very, like, someone like XQC would be a hype streamer, right? Yeah. I think. And someone who's chill would be like, I think Pokimane would be considered chill. Because she's not, okay. She tends to be, I think, like, I'm talking mainly about, like, volume and how, like, of course, chill streamers can have times when they get really, really excited and they get really into a game and stuff like that. But I think, like, whether it could be interaction with chat, or it could be how you interact, or how, or with the game, what kind of comments you make about the game. Mm-hmm. I think there's two, those two are the stereotypes that I see, at least.
Okay.
And so I'm saying is, like, you can fit, it's easy to say you're one type of streamer, but I think you need more than just, oh, I'm this, okay, I'm this stereotype. See, does that make sense? Sorry. So, I think my explanation wasn't good.
I took that wrong, because I was like, no, those, that still takes a lot of work into being one of those. But you mean, like, to say that,
to say that you are a stereotype,
your category. Yeah. So I think from that,
there's more to that than just that stereotype.
Yeah,
like, what does a chill streamer mean? Like, what, what does a hype streamer mean? Like, what are you doing to say, like, how are you going to prove that you are, like, if you say, like, oh, I'm a, my stream is chill, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, what makes it chill? What makes people want to come and hang out with you?
So, what's your advice then?
So, no, what I'm, my advice was that, well, I think in all, you have to figure out why you want to be a streamer. Like, why do you have, why does it have to be Twitch?
Okay.
And from there, you can kind of figure out all these little things that you can work on.
I guess I went on
a whole spiel.
Yeah,
but,
and I was like, okay, she's derailing. I gotta make sure we can figure out where we're gonna stick the landing.
That's how I didn't stop you. Yeah, that's how I try to figure it out. Because at the beginning, I was very quiet, and I think I told myself, "Oh, I'm a chill streamer, so it's okay that I'm kind of quiet." But then it's like, wait, no, that doesn't mean anything. Like, quiet doesn't mean chill, and just because I'm quiet doesn't mean anything. Like, I have to figure out what that means and what I can do to be, I guess, more entertaining in the way that I can be entertaining.
Yeah,
because I can't be someone who's super loud.
Yeah,
right. But chill doesn't mean I'm not entertaining.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It's kind of, sorry, that's kind of what I wanted to say.
I understand. No. I think it's really important to clarify those things, because it's first of all, it's really easy to come off cocky in these kind of questions, because we're just speaking from our own experiences. We still have a shit ton more to learn, but we also really appreciate it. Like, we appreciate that you would even ask this question to us, and we want to show that appreciation by giving you an honest answer. And it's just, we have to be really clear about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because,
I want to clarify that that's the things that I thought about.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to mention it, is because that's everything that I thought about. And I kind of suffered through for the first year, because I really didn't know why I wanted to continue streaming. Like, I liked it, but I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my streams. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how I wanted to be on stream. And so I just kind of wanted to share what I thought of and what kind of questions I asked myself.
Yeah.
So is that the right questions? No, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But it's just the questions I asked myself, and that's kind of the thought process I had. And so I just wanted to share. But you might have a different, like, everyone else might have a different experience, or they might figure it out differently. But that's just how I figured.
So people ask us, like, people ask us when we'd be like with other people. Okay, I can't talk anymore, but people would ask us, what makes you bluest, or what makes you blue? And that's, like, the hardest question to answer.
It is. I think we're still answering it.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I figured out is that as a small streamer, and this still, I think, applies to us, as a small streamer, the biggest content you can give is attention. And this is the answer that I thought of. I asked Blue what you think about this, like, I kind of this idea. I wrote this thing, like, what do you think? Like, does this kind of clarify things? Because it's so hard if you're not on the extreme, if you're not, like, a pro gamer, or, like, you know, if you're not a speedrunner, if you don't have a specific category that you are in your variety streamer, it's really hard to figure out what you're good at doing or what you should even be working on. Like, and that's hard. If you're a speedrunner, you're going to be working on trying to get the fastest thing, right? The fastest time. If you're a pro gamer, you got to win tournaments, blah, blah, blah. As a variety streamer, it's so easy to lose direction because you don't know what you're working on. And I thought for us, for Bluist, this, we were doing this unintentionally, but we do see this with a lot of people, is your strongest content, because you have a small viewership, because, you know, we have a small viewership, you can give attention in the best way to people that are in your chat. Mm-hmm. Like, you would have people come into our, we would have people come into our chat being like, I like this stream because you actually read my questions, or you actually read my comments. And there would be also, and that's fine, and it's like, yeah, of course, man, like, we can actually read stuff. And there's also another group of people that will say, you are better than da-da-da because you actually interact with chat. And I have never been in a stream. Maybe people, there's a ton of streams out there, so I've never been on other ones, but it's really hard to ignore a stream if it's the speed, the chat moves at the speed that we do, or even a little faster. It's really hard. So
yeah,
that's, people might not think that, it's, to me, it's very, very, very obvious. And it's not just about reading comments. It's about remembering what people said. It's about, you know, actually spending time with them if they have, you know,
getting to know them. Yeah.
And there's going to be a point, if this chat starts to grow, that you can't do that. And you're within that, because we're just, you're just a human being, there's a limit to how much attention you can give somebody. There's a limit until one person goes, wait, you're giving more attention to person A, user, than me, or user B. And that's when you start, that crumbles. Because it starts, it's, man, this is so cozy, this is so great. And then it starts crumbling, because you start realizing that, it's just not going to work like that, because you're a human being and you're not a company, or you don't have, like, you know, 100 other people working at the same, you know, same rate of care, you know? So for all your community members and mods and whatnot. So I think, but what's really important is to realize that your content is giving attention. It might sound weird, but if you feel that way and you go, oh, that makes sense to me. It doesn't have to be like, I don't think everybody fits that, but even realizing that as a variety gaming streamer, to notice that when people think, oh man, I don't know what I'm good at, like, I don't know what my thing is, like, what I should be working at, you should work on giving attention and giving care to everybody there, because that's something, that's a luxury, and that's going to be the golden days experience, if you keep growing, that you're not going to have once you meet a certain size.
Yeah,
is giving attention, and you should be the best
at getting to know people.
And I think we've worked 2 years really hard on that. So I think we're pretty good at it. And so, I would like to think that we're pretty all right at doing that. But
there is going to be a certain point there is going to be a point in the future where we can't do that anymore.
No, but like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I can't, of course, but what I'm saying is realizing that that's content, that's the important part.
Yeah,
of course, when you grow, blah blah blah, like, that's a different story for a different day, but like, my point is that when you can pinpoint that as someone that's growing, is really, really important. It gives you hope, it gives you confidence, something to actually work for, because like I said, it's really hard to know what you're working for when you don't have a clear goal, like get the fastest time, or you know, and whatnot. And it's not easy. It's not just reading a comment and be like, yo, thanks for hanging out in chat, man. It's there's something that's, you know, everyone has their own story, and it's having interest in everybody, and it's
asking questions. That's something I struggled with, is I had to learn that from you at first, because I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to care for people in that certain sense. Like, I cared about people, yes, but I didn't know what questions to ask. I didn't know, like, what to say to show that I cared, if that makes sense. And mm-hmm. that's something I had to work on. So yeah, mm. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this whole idea of like, well, what happens if my viewership's at a point where I can't even give attention to somebody? And when and that's like, that is just, there's a point where you have to get at least maybe, you know, at least one or two people in there, and then you give full attention. I think it like grows from there, because mm-hmm. we had like five people, or like way less than 10 when we first started streaming, and then it started growing from there. So it was just like, I think, if that's it, you can't give up. You know, like that's all. Maybe you stream for like years and you have nobody in your chat and whatnot, and that's like something that we've never personally experienced. So we can't have any like input on that, but like I'm just saying, in general, giving attention and being really good at that in a sincere way. And how to be good at that is to be a sincere and raw, and if people don't like it, they're not gonna like you anyways. So just be sincere. And I think just kind of pinpointing what your content is. People say like, you know, chat is your content, blah blah blah. That's true too, but it's also very true that they're only funny because you're giving them attention. In the sense that they can be funnier, they can be involved in your chat, they can be involved in your community, because you're giving them the attention as a small streamer, in a good way. And it's
a give and take, yeah, ultimately.
And it's like, and then you feel so powerful when something does good, and then you see one of these guys, like, you know, one of these guys or girls, like in your chat, and then you see them in like a big event or something like that, like a bigger thing, or you do a podcast and all kinds of different people are there, but you still see one of your viewers there, and like it makes it so much more powerful, because the connection that you have with them is something that's like, and you're not going to forget that, even if you go yeah. like, even if we, you know, you do become like 1,000 viewers, 2,000 viewers, like you don't forget that kind of stuff. So it's if you don't do it now, there's the thing, if you don't do it now, you'll never be able to do it in the future. So it's yeah. like, I think it's really important to keep doing that. Sorry, that was like really long answer, but it's really hard to answer this. We've been asked this question. Mm-hmm. It feels weird for us to even answer it, because
I don't think we have all the answers or anything.
So this is all from our experience.
So it's just experiences, and what we went through is yeah. the only thing that we can share, yep. really.
So the answer is just become a speedrunner.
Have something to work on. Have a goal in your game.
What could you give a 40-minute presentation on without absolutely no preparation?
Suits.
Buy regular, irregular.
Suits.
Suits.
Like clothing in general. I could probably talk about cotton for 40 minutes. And silk or something. Buttons. Sewing patterns.
Yeah, you definitely yeah. could, yeah.
Or different types of stitches. Yeah, I could do that.
40 minutes? I could probably talk about like...
music.
Yeah, specific genre of music.
Yeah.
Maybe like... I probably talk about pop punk for like
for 40 days.
Like 40 days, yeah. yeah. I can do that. I prepared for this my whole life, okay? My Sunni hair was my preparation. What's the first thing you plan on doing when the pandemic is under control? Drink outside.
No, we're going to go get Korean barbecue and finally celebrate our birthdays.
And then drink outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Yeah. Yeah. And go get cake.
Yeah. We could still get cake, you know.
No,
that,
we
right?
can't.
Okay, just saying.
It's not. It's different. It's different now.
Ostrich. So that was Kago. Thank you so much for that question.
Actually, no, I do. I want to go somewhere with Gray. Like go on like a little trip with Gray and Anya. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because there's ryokans that you can stay with pets. So it'd be kind of cool to go.
That would be so sick. Would you guys want to see Anu in a little kimono in an onsen?
You can actually, there's like pet friendly Japanese hotels that you can go to. So it'd be kind of cool to just go, you know, middle of nowhere, go things.
That's pretty awesome.
But yeah. All right. So next one is from Ostrich.
Hey.
Do you miss going outside and being in public?
I go outside for work, but yeah, like going out and drinking and stuff. I've started to slowly do that maybe like once or twice in the past, maybe like month. But actually, last week I actually hung out with like a college friend. So it was a little bit more than that, but I missed it so much. Like when I went there, I was like, oh, I miss this a lot. So, yep. I do miss just casually going out, or like off day. You want to just go out and like go eat outside? We don't do that. Like that doesn't exist. I miss that. Yeah, for sure. How about you?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean,
from an indoors person.
From like, an indoors person's perspective, yeah, I do miss the times where we can just like go out and like go on a date and whatnot. We try not to do that right now. So
dates. That sounds like that sounds like an archaic term.
Yeah. Now. When's the last time we went on a date?
Oh my god, that's crazy.
No. Yeah.
Next one. You wake up as a main character of an RPG or JRPG. What game is it? And do you try to complete the story or just live in the world knowing the plot doesn't progress without you? That's a great question.
You know, it's probably going to be Final Fantasy because, I mean, look at me. Mm. Or it's going to be Cyberpunk. It's either one of those. I'll probably just live in the world for as long as possible and then maybe start the game because I don't want it to end. Or I might just do a little bit of both, try to prolong each story. It's like how I usually play games. I like to spend a lot of time doing side quests. So I'll probably live in the world for a while and then maybe start the main story after a while. Like try to, you know, maybe do one story, like talk to one dude and then go off, do something else. Talk to the next dude I have to talk to, go off for a couple years, do something else.
I would want to live RPG, huh? I'm trying to think. Because, if I was going to say just a game that I like, I would say, like, Chrono Trigger, but that seems like a mess to live in that world.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would want to be...
Wait, in parentheses, I forgot to read this, is the world will look like real life. And blue, if the game has character creator, you do not go through it. You look like your normal self. But you know what, Ostrich? If this wasn't Cyberpunk, I would be able to do character creation of my own body. So... That would work.
That would
right?
work.
I can get limbs. I can get robotic limbs and whatnot. So,
I mean, like now, like if I could go to the Genshin world, I think like I want. That's like number one game I want to play in VR.
Yeah.
Like that, just that world. And but it's like it does look like there's nothing too special in the sense of like I've seen that kind of stuff before. But it's just like I guess it's like an anime world almost. So it kind of has a different vibe. Like, I don't want to go... I'm still trying to think, like, maybe, like, I want to say, like, do I get to hear the songs? can I just live in Traverse Town?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Then Traverse Town seems like the chillest place. Okay. So.
Next one is also from Ostrich. Is would you live any differently if you were born with three lives, like in classic video games?
That's a good question. Damn. Okay,
honestly, I don't think I would. I'd probably save it until I was old. But then, like, because I'm a hoarder, you know, with items and stuff.
On my third life, am I going to have the memory of life two and life one?
Oh, yeah. It's just like any video game where if you classic video games.
Oh,
like,
you still keep your stuff, right?
You keep everything. You just kind of, like, revive with health. But, yeah.
Oh, man. Knowing me, I would try to die once. If I knew that. Do I know that I have three lives? Or is it, like, around?
I don't know.
Is like,
yeah, I don't know. That would change. But I'd probably go skydiving.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Or go like, no, I'd probably go like deep sea diving.
If I didn't know I had three lives, I'd be an idiot. And then after the first death, see, but I wouldn't even know that because like, I'd be like 90 and, be like, and then die. And then I'm back as 90 and then die again. And then that'd be just like GG's, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully this is just knowledge that we know, right? Mm-hmm. That we get three lives. I would probably, three different lives for sure. I would go like first, I live a normal life. Like I live like the gray life right now. And then maybe around like 45, you know, GGs. And then.
What do you mean GG? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Like jump off like a cliff or something.
Wait,
and then,
why? For shits and giggles?
Because just so like, oh, I get another life. Like, I tell people about it.
Then
like,
do something cool with it then.
Jump off a building.
Skydiving with me. I don't know.
So you're going to skydive without a parachute?
I mean, no, there's a risk of your parachute, like, you know, failing. Or you could choose not to use a parachute.
I see, but I don't want to cause a scene. I don't want to come back like that.
Then go deep sea diving with me. Face your fears. We might get eaten by a giant squid, but it's fine.
No, that's terrifying. I don't like that. I don't like fear. I run away from my fears, so I don't like that. So I'll probably just like...
So it's the guy who's going to jump off a building, yeah. Okay.
Quietly. Mm-hmm. Like in some like remote area or like some like huge cliff. Just try that. But if we get to restart, how about this? I'm making the rules here. You have the memory of yourself, but you start at level one.
What does level one mean?
Let's go first grade. You go back to first grade.
Okay.
You go to first grade.
Okay.
Wouldn't you try and kill yourself? At least once? If you knew that you had three lives?
Well, yeah, if I had three... No. If I had three lives, I'd live... No, I would just use it all up. As in, like, I'd wait till I'm, like, 90.
Oh, my God.
And so die.
You're like 270 years then?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Oh, my God. Ooh, does time go back? Or is it the same? I wonder.
I don't know, but... I mean, if I can live three times, then I'll take it.
Fully? I feel like... I think I want to be on the same page as you, but I feel like I would waste it. Being the dumbass that I am.
Yeah, you probably
I'm like, well, that's so cool. I have three lives. And then I'm just like, ruin the first two. And then I'll be living... This is my third life right now, actually. Like, this right now is like the third life. Did I just blow your mind right now? This right now would be how I'm living my third life because I wasted my first two. Is exactly.
Well, so then I find out, and then like what? When we're both 90 and like we're on our deathbed, and I'm talking to you about like, okay, so like, do you want when you like? And then we'll make some plans like, oh, so when we're like 20, do you want to meet at this place at this time? Because you know, obviously we'll be there, right?
That's romantic.
Because we'll have our memory and stuff, and you'd be like, oh, sorry,
I'm out of bullets.
It.
I'm
that's so fucking depressing. Can you not?
I got eaten by wolves the first time. I jump off a building the second time, and here I am. Well, I would tell you beforehand. I'd be like, baby, this is it. I'm living the best life I can because I wasted the first two. I only lasted up to like level 10 on both of them. So, but I think that's like what realistically would happen. It would be like me wasting two lives and then just...
I mean, to be completely honest, when I got hit by that truck in college, that was probably already one life.
Who knows that this is our first life, huh?
Yeah, we don't know.
How do you know that? Maybe these deja vus that we're getting that are not in our dreams... Our past memories. Think about it.
No, I'm good.
Think
thanks.
About it. No, wait.
What?
Think about it.
Think about what?
This is your third life right now. Isn't that crazy? Thank you guys for watching the Band Podcast. We'll see you guys in the next episode. So that's be the November issue.
Version.
This will be up on the audio and on YouTube. So please check that out. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. Subs,
keep those podcast questions coming. All right. We'll see you guys on stream.
Bye guys.
Take care. Bye bye.